And now, for something very, very wrong. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
This is a little unusual, but I want to share with the audience something personal tonight, and that's why I've asked our Vice President of Syndication to come on the line, David G. Hall. And we are also going to bring on, in just a moment, Dr. Jim Sadler, the author of, he's a psychologist, author of the book, 10 Ways to Enrich Your Marriage. And this is a personal thing, David, and you were there. You saw it happen on Friday night.
Yes, I did, Phil.
And so, by way of explaining, I should explain to people.
I would explain to your listeners what happened, and then we'll get Dr. Sadler on, and I would say to the listeners of the Phil Hendry Show, I think that this is something that every man's had to deal with. And I'm actually excited about you sharing it with your audience and giving men an idea of how to deal with something like this without flying off the handle. And which is, I don't want to criticize you, but which you would agree you did on Friday.
I didn't fly off the handle.
But you got emotional.
All right, well, okay, let me tell the audience what happened. I was at a cocktail reception Friday night for the company that I work for, Premier Radio Networks. And it was in at the end of the talk radio seminar that we had out here in California. And at this cocktail reception, where there were quite a few people from the business, I was talking to them, and they were talking to each other, and people kind of network. And I was walking over toward the bar to get myself another beer when I saw my wife standing there, and she was waiting for a drink, and there was a fairly powerful executive in our business. I'm not going to say who, and I won't say what station, it's just going to be, but a very significant player in our business, and he was running his finger along Maria's back.
She was wearing a kind of a dress where her midriff was bare.
Well, it was along her back. And I stood there, and I looked at this, and I said, I was kind of shocked.
You didn't react right away.
No, I did not react right away. But I kept watching this guy doing this thing with his finger along her back until finally I said to him, hey, so-and-so, that's my wife's back that you're touching.
Right.
And that's when he sort of backed away.
Now here's where I think you flew off the handle a little bit. He started making some jokes about you being Irish and about how you might want to beat him up or something like that. And then you went up to him and you confronted him.
Well, wait a minute. I did not go up to him and confront him right away. I heard him say, oh, whoa, look at him. He's a scary guy, something. And then he used the term pussy boy.
Yes, in reference to himself. He was making a joke about himself.
Yeah. In any event, I went over to him and I said to him, get out of here, get out of the room. I basically told him to get out of the room.
And Phil, I think that's where you might have lost your temper, because you're basically saying to him, get out of the room before I get physical with you.
I don't know, but that's why we're going to talk to Dr. Sadler from San Francisco. Dr. Jim Sadler joins us, the author of 10 Ways to Enrich Your Marriage. How are you?
Phil, I'm doing very well. Thank you for having me on your program. Sounds like I'm getting to you just in time.
Well, Dr. Sadler, this is David Hall.
Yes, sir.
Now, you do seminars on this kind of thing, women reacting to men acting inappropriately in front of their husbands.
Yes, I do. And, Phil, I can tell you it's not unusual. And I think that, first of all, he's very clearly acting in an inappropriate way. What I ask you to consider and what I ask other men at our seminar to consider is this. Is he being sexual? Or is he just being flirtatious?
Well, what's the difference?
Let the doctor explain.
The difference, Phil, is a sexual act, obviously, where he's groping or he is being very, very inappropriate, is obviously one level. A flirtatious running of the finger, if I understood, he was running his finger along your wife's back?
Yes.
And wasn't trying to place his hand anywhere else?
No, he was not.
All right. Flirtatious, and here's the thing that I think every man understands. I think the women understand this better than the men, actually. You say he was a very significant member of your industry?
Yes, he's a major program director of a major station.
And we're not going to say which one.
No, that's not necessary to say which one. Significant individual in the business.
Yes, long-time executive, big-time, very successful man.
All right. This is something I think women understand better than men, and that is when to react and when to act and when not to. when a man who, in your industry, and in any man's industry, and this is what I tell the men who come to our our inaugural sessions and then our follow-up sessions, I ask the husbands to consider the career ramifications as well as what the personal ramifications are. And
well, what about the women? You know, the women that are being touched.
Well, the women, I think, understand that there is nothing really to be gained by getting overly emotional in a situation like that. A lot of women will allow themselves to be touched by a man in a social situation like that because they know that to react in an emotional way or a reactive fashion that isn't challenging the individual,
it could be destructive, correct, Doctor?
It could very well be destructive, yeah.
Well, no, hold on. Now, I have a question here.
But we do want to, and I want to just let Phil's listeners know, we are going to take phone calls on this.
Okay, but I want to say something. You know, look, this guy's running his finger on her back, and I'm looking at this.
You're looking at it, and you're being a little bit humiliated. There's other people in the room who are noticing it, and your wife is perhaps not reacting right away because a lot of women recognize, is he being, they're not sure how to take it. And so what I tell the men is you have to step back and consider, which is what I'm sure your wife Maria was doing, consider the individual. Is it worth it for you to become confrontational with this person given the fact that he's in a superior position?
And but it brings me back to my other question. What about the women? What about how they're feeling?
Again, my experience in the couple weekends that we do, and we do three or four couple weekends a year with follow-up sessions, is that the women are not as offended by a man groping them, if you will.
Well, you're talking about groping. We're talking about in a sexual way?
It depends. If this is an individual who is very significant to your career, a very big player in your company, the bar is a little bit higher. What a woman's going to tolerate in that situation might be a little bit more. If he's a fairly low-level, insignificant individual, then she's going to tolerate a lot less. But I think you need to consider, is it worth it to get into a confrontation with a man who can hurt you career-wise over the fact that he's got his hand, you know, in your wife's skirt or something like that?
Well, this wasn't in her skirt. He was running his finger on her back.
Well, even that, that's even less significant.
Dr. Saddle, this is David Hall.
Go ahead.
My comment to Phil was this. This man is in a position to put his show on a lot of radio stations. Is it right for Phil to react or to just let it go?
Well, I think it depends. But what we always tell our husbands is this. You know your wife loves you, and you love her. You've got an individual that can hurt you or can help you. You walk up, and in one case, I was counseling a couple where he clearly had this executive in the company, had his hand in her blouse.
In her blouse?
Yes.
And what did the husband do?
Well, the husband reacted violently, and as a result, he was no longer with the company. He was fired, and there was no one to back up the allegations. I would say, stop to consider. And
this guy's got his hand in a woman's blouse.
No, hold on. You got to listen to what the doctor's saying because he knows more about this, I think, than a lot of us.
If he has his hand up her skirt or in a blouse, who is he? Can he hurt you? Can he help you? A lot of couples don't take that into consideration, and that's where I think they make the mistake.
All right. I want to give our number out, which I haven't done here. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Dr. Jim Sadler joins me, the author of 10 Ways to Enrich Your Marriage. David G. Hall, our Vice President of Syndication. This is from actually what happened to me on Friday night, watching my wife being, I would say, touched inappropriately by another man who happened to be a major player in the broadcast business. And the message I'm getting here from you, Dr. Sadler, is the bigger the guys in terms of your career, the more you got to watch how you react.
Absolutely.
See, that's the point. point I was trying to make to him, Doctor.
Yeah, I think, and again, take the cue from your wife. Women understand. In so many ways, women have been subjected to this kind of behavior so long. They understand that here's a man that I love. I want him to do well. Here comes a man who can help him in his career. He's now touching me. He might have his hand up my dress or whatever. It depends on the level of humiliation.
You don't want her to take just any kind of touching, do you?
No, absolutely not. Certainly you're going to draw the line at any kind of penetration or anything like that.
All right, no, but I'm talking about when you say up the skirt.
No, I'm saying women are used to being grabbed this way, and so you have to understand that in many ways it's better not to say anything.
And because he reacted,
my understanding is you confronted this man, Phil?
I did.
All right, well, we have to wait and see if this has ramifications. But so many men try to be the big papa bear, and they're really not the big dog in the room. I think that's the best. Recognize when you're really not the big dog in the room.
And let your wife be pawed.
No, not pawed. And I tell my men, don't see it that way. Allow the big dog his terrain, because it'll help you become the big dog, too.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Exactly how much touching by a very powerful executive in your industry should you allow your wife to put up with before you say something to the guy? Understand that maybe by saying something to him, it can hurt your career. Now, this happened to me on Friday night. I actually confronted the guy. I didn't get physical with the man. I just said something along the lines of stop and get out. I basically told him to get out of the room. We're talking with Dr. Jim Sadler, who's written a book on 10 Ways to Enrich Your Marriage, that sometimes women know better than men, the wives know better than the husbands, that a little bit of touching may help the husband's career. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
You flip a bone in a Korean War veteran and you pull back a bloody stump.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Where do you draw the line?
Yeah, I'm with Dr. Jim Sadler and David G. Hall, who's the Vice President of Syndication for our program. Dr. Sadler in San Francisco, and Mr. Hall is in Los Angeles. We're talking about at the talk radio seminar on Friday night. I was at a cocktail party, and a major executive in our business, very big guy.
Well, let's suffice to say that he programs one of the major stations.
Okay. Was touching my wife in an inappropriate way.
Now, when you say inappropriate, I want to get a handle on this.
And I've got some phone calls I want to get to.
I'm sorry?
I have some phone calls.
Oh, absolutely. But I want to get a handle. For instance, I've had stories at our seminars and our couple weekends, our couple counseling retreats, where a boss or a higher-up has been rubbing himself on the wife, and it's not necessarily, for instance, they'll spend some time just rubbing himself on her, and you ask, all right.
Well, what do you mean rubbing himself on her?
Well, you ask, is this a significant player? And the wife will say, well, he's his boss, and he stands in line to give him a pretty good raise. And my rule of thumb there is, what is she able to tolerate? What can she take? In terms of not turning this into a confrontation, we had a couple that came in 2 weeks ago. They had been at a cocktail reception where the supervisor, one of the vice presidents in the company, had come up behind her and began to, you know, I guess you could say rub himself on her. And she immediately clicked into who it was and the fact that there was a job review coming up for her husband that could mean a vice presidential position for him as well. And so she...
Let him?
Well, it's not even letting him so much as she's not going to get twisted out of shape. Right. She's not getting twisted out of shape because this guy's had a couple of drinks and he's rubbing all over her. So,
Just the idea of rubbing all over her.
But again, you're the man. You have to understand the woman's point of view.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Jill, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Jill?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, ma'am.
Hi, my name is Jill,
yes.
And this is a woman's point of view. First of all, you're compromising yourself, you're compromising your relationship, and you're being a sellout, and you might as well be a prostitute and have your husband pimp you out if this is the way you're going to take this approach.
Well,
I think
that
it doesn't
very
end.
Good, but you have to be in the real world, not necessarily in a movie.
I am in the real world. I do live in the real world.
Uh-huh.
I have worked in corporate.
Yes.
My husband has worked in corporate.
Uh-huh.
And what you're saying is eventually going to come back to haunt you, because the bottom line is, when they find out that they can play you and use you that way, you're even more dispensable. Because,
well,
yes, men only go so far. Companies want people with integrity, and they want people that they can entrust with real responsibility.
Right, but Jill, this is David Hall. I'm an executive, and we're talking about a situation where the husband, in this case Mr. Henry, confronted this man. There could have been violence. And we're trying to avoid violent behavior between the two principals, meaning the men.
You could recuse yourself from the situation, but you don't have to accept it. You don't have to allow it.
But if you allow a little bit of this rubbing, has this ever happened to you? I guess I have to ask if this has happened to you.
Yes, it has.
Can you tell
me? And it has been unacceptable, and it's been unacceptable to my husband. But you know what? It didn't get to the point of physical, because I stopped it as it was approaching.
Well, can I ask you what specifically happened?
Men wanted to put their hands in places and make advances where I didn't think they had any business.
More than one man?
In my lifetime, in my career, yes.
Oh,
I'm
just
almost
talking
50
about,
years old.
So you're at a party and there are several men wanting to put their hands up your dress? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying at a party several men wanting to put my hand. In my career, whether it has been
right.
in the office environment or whether it has been
right.
at a corporate function, there have been occasions where men who have not been able to control themselves.
What did you do to invite this?
I didn't do a thing to invite this.
All right. Was
I was
it at
with
a party?
My husband. My husband was facing another couple and talking.
Was it at
and
a party?
I was facing this man and his wife, and when his wife looked away, he decided to approach me. And I just recused myself by putting physical space.
So he rubbed himself?
Him. You can avoid confrontation.
Did he rub himself on you, or was he, I'm trying to determine it.
Well, you don't have to ask the lady that.
Well, I want to determine just exactly how serious this was.
Serious enough that it was a breach of etiquette, it was a breach of appropriate behavior.
And your husband's
doing
what?
And you can avoid violent confrontation just by taking a step back and removing yourself from the situation.
Is your husband still with that company?
To allow it, to tolerate it, unacceptable.
Is your husband still with that company?
Yes.
I see. All right. And has he advanced himself?
Yes, he has.
All right. See, that proves that you allowing that man to touch you
and not
making an issue out of it was able to advance your husband's career.
I don't
he
think
did
that's.
Not touch
she didn't
me.
Say that.
You're not listening.
No, she said that the guy rubbed himself on her and her husband got promoted.
No, I did not.
No,
I did not say
I didn't
that.
Hear that.
I said
well,
I could distance
you're sending
between
a mixed
myself,
message
so he
here.
Could not.
I can't. No, you're sending a mixed message, Jill.
No, I'm
you
not sending a mixed message.
No, ma'am.
I said he approached me to start acting.
Wait a minute. I heard the lady say something different.
Well, I heard her say
violence. You don't have to sell out.
That several men put their hands up her dress and her husband since then. Isn't that what you said, Jill?
No, she didn't say that.
Well, I thought I heard that.
All right, Jill, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Stephanie, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Stephanie, go ahead.
Hi there.
Hi.
I was just calling to say that I see the doctor's point in that.
But that last caller illustrates my point in allowing those men to put their hands up a dress.
Well, she didn't say that. Go ahead, Stephanie.
I think that there are ways to avoid a violent confrontation in a situation that you find acceptable without.
Have you ever been in a situation where a man has inappropriately, rubbed himself or anything like this?
I don't really, I mean, by rubbing himself.
Well, you know, I mean, by coming up.
People have touched my behind. People
touched
have
you from behind or anything like that.
They'll let the doctor do it.
Absolutely.
All right, so they touched you behind while your husband was present?
In the same bar or something.
All right. No, not a bar. I'm talking about a work situation. I'm not talking about TGIF's, you know, Friday night. I mean in a work situation at a party.
I can't think of anything so inappropriate as what you're describing.
Okay, well, then I think what we need to do here then is...
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back on the Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Hey, Jack Ball. It's entertainment. One 800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Look, I want to make this point with Dr. Sadler. Welcome back. We're with Jim Sadler and David G. Hall. Standing there watching your wife being touched inappropriately, and by inappropriate, I just mean another man doing some kind of a flirtatious touching of your wife.
Well, in your case, you said he was running his finger on the back.
Yes, is a little humiliating for a man to.
Well, there you go. And that's really one of the problems. So what I tell our couples, I tell our men to recognize that what's going on here is if your wife can put up with it, there's a possibility you're advancing your career. And I tell my men to sit back, relax, take a deep breath. One of the guys came in a couple weeks ago. He said he saw his boss actually had his hand cupping the buttocks of his wife. He took a deep breath. He exhaled. He realized that what was going on here wasn't so much that this guy had his hand up his wife's dress as he was that much closer to a vice presidential position that he wanted with his company. And so he was able to sort of smile and laugh and offer encouragement.
Well, I don't know what you mean by offer encouragement.
Well, you know how men are. Hey, go, man, go. Some kind of a deal. That's what I mean. I was trying to say, Doctor, it's like a party. A party atmosphere.
So in other words, a guy's grabbing your wife's rear end.
No, not grabbing. It was a cupping more than anything else.
And I'm going to stand there and go say, go, man, go.
Not that, but... A pleasant, as if you're watching your child walking for the first time, as if you're watching a pleasant, something that's, look at that, I got the barbecue going. If you look at it like that, believe me, you're going to live a lot longer, smoke a lot less cigarettes, and you might wind up drinking less that night, and hence not, you know, clocking the guy, and, you know, taking him out, yeah.
1-800-449-8686. We're talking about wives who are inappropriately touched and how their husbands should respond if the touching is being done by a powerful member of their industry or their business or a boss, for that matter. Here is Carol. Carol, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I think that the doctor is way off base. I think that shows that he's obviously been brought up or
have you ever been
very
groped?
Inappropriate.
Have you been groped?
Yes, I have.
By a boss? By your husband's boss?
Yes, I have.
All right. And is your husband doing well these days?
Yes, he's doing very well.
All right. We'll see what this is what I'm talking about.
No, it's not because I allowed someone to be inappropriate with me and touch me or grope me.
Are you exciting?
Softly cup me.
Are you exciting?
Pardon me?
Are you an exciting woman? Would you call yourself exciting? Breathtaking?
I'm not breathtaking, but
you're not
I guess
breathtaking.
I'm
would you take a man's
attractive.
Would you take a man's breath away when you walked in the room?
That's neither here nor there.
Well,
I think
I'm
that when you...
Are you...
You're married to someone and...
When you converse with a man, are you stimulating and do they nod and get you drinks and things like that?
What has this got to do with...
I'm trying to... I'm trying to...
1-800-449-8686. Here is Dave. Dave, go ahead. Dave?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Oh, hey, you know, I wanted to comment on this whole thing about the guys touching my wife. I'd have a, you know, if the guy gives her a friendly hug or, you know, says hello.
Oh, we're talking about groping, any kind of a grope move or a probe.
Hey, I'm telling you right now, buddy.
What do you mean a probe?
Well, look, if he probes.
If a guy cups my wife's butt.
Yes, sir.
We're going to have issues with that because, first of all, I don't think my wife would allow it. And second of all.
Ah, that's where you don't.
For my relationship with my wife,
uh-huh.
I allow it to happen because I know my wife very well.
All right.
And I'm telling you, doctor, there's no way that would happen because.
Okay. But understand that she may want to do something for your career that would help your career, so she may think, so he's cupping my butt. There's no probe. There is no probe, and that's.
What do you mean a probe?
It's one thing to cup a woman's rear end. It's another thing to, what we call at our couple retreats or weekends, to offer a probe.
And does that mean what?
Well, I'd rather he not be specific. I think you understand what he's saying. So, well, Dave, is it Dave?
Yes, sir.
Dave, it's one thing for a man to reach into a blouse, but is there a probing action?
I would tell you right now,
yeah,
Doc, let me tell you what. There's no way, and I don't know if Phil agrees with me or not, but I'll tell you what. The bottom line is this. Like I said, what kind of man am I if I let some other guy do that? That'd be like, if he's going to play around with my wife, why don't I walk over to his and start kissing her on the neck, maybe kiss on the mouth?
Because he's in a position to help you with your career.
But the bottom line is, that's disrespectful to me as a man and disrespectful to my wife if he's
fucking
her butt or probing her.
I can tell you this way. Is it disrespectful to you to give you a $100,000 a year raise?
It's disrespectful to me. It's disrespectful if he's doing it through my wife's butt.
Well, but your life is enriched. Your children are enriched.
How is my wife enriched by some guy groping her butt?
Your life is enriched. Don't you want the best for your family?
Wait a minute. You're telling this guy to sit still for some dude grabbing his wife's rear end because it's going to be better for his family.
It is. See, this is what I'm trying to say. A lot of guys don't. The women get it. You should ask your wife. The women get it. The women understand.
How do you look at yourself in the mirror in the morning, brother?
How do you call yourself
a man looking in the mirror in the morning? I got to know that.
Well, you know, Dave, there's plenty of guys like you who are, quote, men driving pickup trucks and going back to the trailer at night. I'm trying to make you see how you can be just as much a man living in a, you know, like a house that doesn't have wheels on it.
So in other words, the guy
stands there and lets some dude cup his wife's butt.
Is there a probe? I'm asking, Dave, without the probe.
Oh, will you get out of here with the probe? What do you mean by the probe, anyway?
I mean almost as if there is a...
Never mind.
I don't need for him to go there. But I understand you, Doctor, very well. Thank you. It's in Chapter 4 of my book, The Probe. Has it occurred? How does a woman know?
Cup her butt, but has the probe happened? 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back with Dr. Jim Sadler and David G. Hall to wrap up this discussion of actually something inspired by what happened to me Friday night. My wife standing ordering a drink at a industry function, and a very powerful member of our industry walking up and running his finger on her back. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Define prostitute. The Phil Henry Show is back.
All right, I want to just reiterate, this happened to me on Friday night, where this guy is touching my wife at a cocktail party.
But you did say he was a very significant player, a very big man in your industry.
Yes, he is.
and you dealt with it violently, Phil. You,
I did not deal with it violently.
Well, there was a confrontation, Doctor.
What exactly happened, Phil, when you confronted the man?
I went over to him and I said to get away from me and get as far away from me as he could.
Get away from you?
Well, he was at that point talking about me, saying, oh, this guy's going to kick my ass, you know, excuse my language, kick my butt, stuff like that.
And so you did threaten him, although tacitly and not in an overt way, you did threaten him with violence.
I suppose so.
Aha! That's what we call the psychological, the post-probe. In other words, when he probes your wife, that's one thing. Now the post-probe is to threaten with violence. Better that you allow him, you know, and they don't want to, I can't say. I'd rather you not, no.
Well, whatever it is, you're saying it's better that he do it to your wife than you beat him up?
Yes, thank you, thank you.
1-800-449-8686. Brad, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Dr. Jim Sadler and David G. Hall.
Yeah, Phil, I just came out of the place, and I just tuned in. I listened to talk radio, and I turned this on, and I'm quite frankly appalled that this man is so materialistic and shallow that he would sacrifice his moral code of ethics for the almighty dollar.
Well, Brad, I understand, this is Dr. Saville, by the way, how you feel, but we're not really compromising ethics. We're simply sitting back, folding our arms across our chest, and watching as the guy who could be your ticket to that kidney-shaped swimming pool, to that RV, or whatever you think the good life is.
Cupping your wife's rear end.
Well, you put it that way. I'm saying he's, you know, he's had a couple of drinks.
Well, that's not an excuse.
He's got his hand up her dress. And all I'm saying is, would you rather beat him until he's, excuse me, beat him until he's peeing blood for a month, or just let it happen? Because the wife is the one.
Look, and a lot of women don't do anything because they're shocked, they're stunned. And they're also thinking, oh my God, this is my husband's boss, how do I deal with this?
Yes, that's why the women know what they're doing. The men,
No, they don't know what they're doing.
The men need to think the same way. They think, no, wait a minute, this is my boss that's got his hand in my wife's dress, so wait a second.
Excuse me, but are you saying that they should sacrifice their moral code of ethics?
Well, what's moral code of ethics?
For the almighty dollar.
He's not having sex with your wife.
Oh, no, but he's groping her, hand up her dress? What is that? Hand up her dress.
It means his hands up her dress. It doesn't mean anything other than that.
Oh, it's not a probe? Is this a probe or a non-probe?
The wife is thinking Christmas bonus. You're getting your underwear in a bunch because you watch too many John Wayne movies. That's the difference. That's
please,
the difference.
Please.
That's
come
the difference.
On. I watch too many John Wayne movies. Let me tell you something. I'm an educated man, and I drive a pickup truck, by the way, and I'm driving home to my $125,000 house on 3 acres. I'm not going home to a house with wheels.
$125,000 house on three wheels?
I teach at a university. I don't think anybody should sacrifice their moral code of ethics to get ahead in this world. If they can't do it honestly, let a man grope your wife so you can make some money. Why don't you just prostitute her out?
Well, wait a minute. What if it's the difference between you living on those 3 acres and you living back on those 3 wheels?
Well, you What's know what? I've never lived on three wheels, but I'd go back and live on 3 wheels before I'd let a man fondle my wife.
Well, it's what do you call fondling? I mean,
wait a minute, doctor. There's a whole lot of definitions we got to get going here.
Well, you ought to let the doctor say. You and this guy both ought to listen. Now, I'm telling you right now, I'm a boss. Hey, Brad, is your name Brad?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, Brad, this is David G. Hall. Suppose I'm your boss. You're at a cocktail party with your wife. I'm there. And you're a teacher, and so I've promised you the head of the department. Now I'm there, your wife's getting a drink, and I've had a couple of belts, and I put my hand on your wife's butt. You're going to give up everything? You're going to beat me up?
Yes, I would.
You're going to beat me up because of... Oh, my God.
I would not threaten him. I would not necessarily have to tell him, you know what, I'm going to beat your butt. But at the same time, I would tell him, sir, that is very uncalled for. And if I ever catch you doing that again, we're going to go round and round on this.
All right, and then I say to you, Brad, okay, kiss that department head job goodbye.
Well, boy.
Well, you know what? I have enough talents and attributes in my life that I can get a job doing anything.
Oh, boy. See, you first have to ask your wife. What I always recommend to couples, and I know you have to go, Phil.
I do have to break.
All right. I always say, before you act, ask your wife, do you mind him doing that? We had a couple come in 3 weeks ago. They had an embarrassing situation, a cocktail party, where the boss had his hand all the way down her blouse and under the band of her skirt. And the husband had the presence of mind to say, honey, is that okay with you?
And oh, you gotta be kidding me.
Well,
yeah, you know what? It's not okay with me.
Well, but it's got nothing to do with you.
Oh, yes, it does. That's my wife, and it has everything to do with me.
You don't understand men if you don't think that has something to do with us, because it's a message to other men what kind of a man you are.
You guys have been watching way too much Saving Private Ryan for my taste.
Well, and you've been watching too much Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Wait a minute, you call me queer?
I made an inference. You made the implication yourself.
I lift weights, and I've got a 19-year-old wife. I've nothing to...
How old are you?
51.
And you have a 19-year-old wife?
Oh, what, does that make me a pervert?
Oh, no. There again, I made an inference. You made the implication yourself.
Well, he is educated, isn't he?
I told you, the guy's a college professor. All right, Brad.
Wait a minute. I'm a doctor. I'm not going to be shown up by some guy that doesn't even have his master's degree.
You're right. I don't have a master's degree. I'm not as educated as you, but I'm intelligent. And don't ever confuse intelligence with education.
Wait a minute. I lift weights. I oil up. I got a 19-year-old wife, and you just called me a flamer.
No, you made that inference.
You made the implication yourself. God.
No. You know,
both of you guys can drop down to the fifth ring, hang a left at pit three, and burn.
I'll do that anytime you want. We're ready to go.
He just freaking hung up. Thank you very much, Brad.
I'm sorry, Phil.
Not a problem. I mean, it's part of what makes the world go around. As my old man used to say, it's what makes a horse race. You know, and hold on for a minute. Yes, David?
Wait a minute. What just happened?
The doctor hung up.
Did somebody call him queer?
No one called him queer.
Well, he was crying and everything. Is this the guy that called him queer?
Well, no, Brad said you're watching too much Queer Eye for a Straight Guy. I got a break. I'll see you guys later. 1-800-449-8686.
Don't call me queer.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Living on the edge. Always teetering. Never quite falling off. One 800 449 8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Tired of all those sports preemptions, folks, on the various affiliates that we may have that carry sports? Why don't you get yourself a backstage pass? You can listen to the show live or on demand. So if you're in a city where we are occasionally preempted by an athletic team of some kind, then get your backstage pass. Only $6.95 a month. You can listen to the show live. You can listen to it on demand. All 3 hours. Download it. We don't care. Just go to www.philhendryshow.com and check it out. Next hour, and a whole hour, with the great Father James McQuarters. Coming up on The Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.